What if you could double your revenue in, brace yourself, 60 days? Well, you can. Whitney here, content director for Jasmine Star and Social Curator. And I'm here to tell you that after 9 years, 27 launches, and a plethora of lessons learned, Jasmine learned how to do exactly that. How, you ask? Keep listening.
Friends, we are talking about doubling your revenue in 60 days with a proven launch plan. We are going to be doing things in different ways. So this is my promise to you today. I will show you how to double your revenue in the next 60 days. Now, just to make sure we're on the same page, this class is for you. If you have a digital offer, right? We're talking about membership, coaching, a course, a subscription. If you are having VIP days, if you have masterminds, you have something that somebody could buy and get, and you want to double your revenue. And this class is for you if you're in the process of creating a digital offer and you want to get sales right away when you launch it. This class is for you if you value your personal life and want to earn more money without feeling more stress and without feeling more overwhelmed. Can I get an amen? Do we all want to launch with less stress and more overwhelm? And we know this class is for you if you are tired of Googling everything and trying to figure out what to do, and you're ready for a step-by-step plan. This is the plan that I use. Now, for those of you who don't know, my name is Jasmine Starr, and I launched my very first course for $197. And in 7 days, I made $255,000. I'm going to be sharing all of that and then some of a look behind the scenes, but I want to start there because at the time of putting out my very first course, I felt unqualified and I felt nervous and I felt uncertain and I had no way to know which way was up. But in the past 9 years, I have gone to launch 27 times and I have made over $23 million in just launch revenue alone. For somebody who had no idea which way was up, I stand before you in my 28th launch telling you that life looks so different when you have a plan and you feel confident. I am a creator, I'm a podcaster, and I am a speaker. I have taught marketing and sales and branding to thousands of business owners. I'm also the very proud CEO of Social Curator, and it is a marketing agency in your pocket. And we have served over 35,000 business owners in the last 6 years. I have to tell you, I know a little bit of things about a little bit of things. If we want to talk about sales and marketing and having your brand as a standout, we're going to have a conversation specifically around doubling what it is you're doing. But I have to tell you, I didn't get there overnight. I am a first generation Latina. My father is an immigrant. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I have a twin sister and we were the first to go to college. However, at the end of college, I realized that at the time of me figuring out what I wanted to do, I was unfunded. I was uneducated. I was unqualified and I was unconnected. And even despite all of those things, I can now tell you that looking back then with confidence, this class, you will learn what you're going to need to do to double your revenue for your biggest launch ever. So before we move forward, I want to make sure that we're on the same page. When you hear me use the word launch, now, if you are unsure about what this word actually means, welcome to the club. 9 years ago, I had no idea how this commonly used term was used. So for the sake of this class, this is the definition. A launch is a marketing word for selling with a specific sales strategy during a defined period of time. Now, if you're saying, well, I'm not sure if I've launched. If you are not sure, the chances are the answer is no. This is not simply having an offer and hoping people come to it. A launch is selling with a specific strategy in a defined period amount of time. So let's say your last course launch, you did $5,000. Let's talk about how this strategy is going to help you get $10,000 next time. Let's say you have a membership and last time you brought 15 people into your membership. Well, let's do 30 people next time. Let's say that you did $25,000 during your Black Friday sale. Well, let's make $50,000 next time. Or perhaps you're here and you have your offer and it's ready to go. And you're like, okay, I am barely getting off into the place of launching this thing. Great. Let's build that foundation together. But in order for us to understand the backstory of why I feel so passionately about teaching this particular model and this particular class, the story starts in 2005. I had mentioned that I am the daughter of an immigrant. My father is from Mexico and my mom is from Puerto Rico. They met on the streets of East Los Angeles, and I'm an LA girl through and through. Y'all, I bleed Dodger blue. So just imagine, I graduate college at the top of my class. And during my junior year of college, my mom was diagnosed with brain cancer. So I was driving back and home during college. But then after college, I got a full ride scholarship to UCLA. And I thought to myself, my time had finally come. And when I got to UCLA, I realized I'm not even sure I want to be a lawyer. But I was there and I was on the safe path. I was on the steady path until during my first year, my mom had a relapse with brain cancer. And everything changed in my life. I realized that while I was on the safe and narrow, predictable path, I was living a very small life. I can't tell you, on New Year's Eve, walking into the IC unit at USC Norris Hospital, where my mom had a brain surgery, and we were not allowed to go into the ICU unit, especially because it was New Year's Eve, but the nurses saw my mom, her five children, her husband, and we just wanted to be with her. And as we just surrounded her bed, as I put my hand in her hand, she wasn't talking about the things that she had done in her life. She was talking about the things that she hadn't done. There's two types of regret. There is the regretting of doing something, and there was the regretting of not doing something. And I saw a woman in front of me with regret of not doing the thing she wanted to do. She wanted to write a children's story. She wanted to fly first class. She wanted to visit Austria, and she wondered, will I ever get to do that thing? And I thought, for the first time in my life, I don't want to die with these regrets. So my husband, during this time, when I'm looking at my mom and saying, I don't want to go back to law school, I have this idea in my mind that I want to become a photographer. And he's like, okay, cool. You don't own a camera. And I said, I know, but if I got a camera, I think I can make it work. And so here's two crazy people. We just gotten married and he went to Best Buy and he bought me a camera. And I said, if 1 year, just give me 1 year to see if I can make this business work. But here's one thing that I have to be very clear. I didn't know anybody in my entire life who had ever started a business. I have to be very clear here. We were living in the bluest of blue collar neighborhoods. I didn't know a single person who had a business. So when I tell my family, when I tell my husband, I want to be a photographer and I want to start a business, everyone's like, wow, it's like she wants to go to the moon. It was that crazy. But I did it. No regrets. In 2007, I didn't have money for a website. So I had this blog and I put together a blog. And all I did on this blog was I was posting the pictures that I was learning how to shoot. I was posting how I was practicing. I was sharing what I knew. And here I was starting a business. And then lo and behold, in 2008, people started following along in the journey and I started booking clients and the business grew faster and faster through word of mouth. And all of a sudden, I started getting attention, not just from clients. I started getting attention from other photographers. And they wanted to know how this brown girl with no education, no money, no resources is somehow being flown around the world to document weddings. And so I started getting all of these questions because I started getting so exhausted from all of the travel, from all of the marketing. And then there was these photographers and they were saying, we would love to see how you shoot. We would love to see how you run your business. And so I thought to myself, okay, this is me trying to think of a different way to bring in revenue in my business. So I put together these videos and I sold them for $2.99. I put them out on the internet and I was like, now it's going to work. Now I don't have to trade my time for dollars. Now, certainly this will be the thing to change my life. But I'm going to be very honest with you. And I will tell you, I was exhausted. I had to keep on adding resources. I had to keep on adding videos for $2.99, for $12.99, for resources, for PDFs, for eBooks, for videos. I was running back and forth, and it felt like in my business doing all of these things. I'm like, here's another bucket of water, and here's another bucket of water. But what I really needed was a pipeline to have a steady flow of income and clients. Do you feel the same way? I mean, this is the part where people say amen so that I don't feel like I was going crazy. I was like, am I doing this wrong? If running a business feels like this, how long can I run a business like this? Anybody? This is what my website looked like in 2010. You would land on my site, and if you did not see the button that said store, you might have missed the fact that I had a store. I sold digital resources for photographers, but this was all I had. I was like, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to tell you that after years of adding and adding and adding, by 2014, our photography revenue was $175,000. And the photography digital resources, that revenue was $100,000. And while this money is nothing to like sneer at or scoff at, not at all, but I will tell you, it was coming at the cost of my sanity. It was coming at the cost of how hard I felt like I was working. Because I looked to my husband and my business partner and I said, I am exhausted. I felt like I was sprinting in place. I had to think of the next thing, the new thing, the next thing, the reinvestment. And I thought to myself, am I the only person who feels like this? Because nobody else was talking about it. I will tell you, in 2014, I was asking myself questions like, what do I do next? I see other people making seven figures. Is that just beyond me? Will I never be the type of person who could do that? I found myself asking, why am I always stuck here? Why am I always stuck? And then I had a realization. I had a business online. I didn't have an online business. So what's the difference? You know you have a business online when you have a website and a button to buy. Congratulations, you have a business online. But what I needed was an online business. I needed leads. I needed a mechanism for sales. I needed to get a whole functionality of advertising, of conversion, of speaking to a person to make a decision, not later, then. So my question to you is, if you are being really honest with yourself the way I was in 2014, do you have a business online or do you have an online business? I will tell you that when I realized that I needed to build an online business, the fire in me started burning hot. When I learned a system, not just for selling my online offer, but for launching them, I went from six figures to seven figures in less than a year. I had been working all of these years. I had a realization, and in less than a year, every question that I struggled with for years disappeared. That's what I want this class to be for you now. Will you have the realization that you have a business online? Congratulations, I'm thrilled for you. But can you build an online business? And then a crazy thing started happening. I started teaching other people and helping other people how they too could build an online business. Like Angie, she's a branding photographer and an editor. And after we walked through this process, she generated $31,000 in revenue with zero ads. She said it was life-changing. I want to introduce you to Barbara. We worked together over 6 months, and she said that in 1 year, she's 4X'd her revenue. She emailed me 3 days ago and said, Jasmine, the business is doing so well. I'm taking my family to Spain, and we're going to live there for 3 months while I run my online business. Denisha said she was going to close the doors to her business. And then she decided to take two of her lowest performing services, revamp them, and she increased her revenue by 69%. My question, friends, is, are you ready to see the same results? Because maybe you're different than me. I had nothing. which meant I had nothing to lose. For me, I said, I'm willing to do what it takes to get a different result. So you're not here by happenstance. It's not just any chance that you just showed up. You know that you're here and you know you're ready if you're tired of those super stressful launches. You know you're ready for this class when you're worried that you're going to get the same result that you have always gotten, no matter how hard you work. And you know you're ready for this class if you're scared of launching and you have no idea how much revenue it's going to bring in. And you know you're ready if you want to launch, but you're always asking yourself, am I doing the right thing? Is this what I should be doing right now? And maybe you're thinking things like, I have tried plans and strategies. I've tried every hack to increase my revenue in the past and nothing's worked. It's not for me. It's for them. It's not for me. Maybe you've said things like, I just don't trust myself because it feels like I always choose the wrong thing to do. Or maybe you're telling yourself things like, I don't know how to sell. I am not a salesperson. I'm awkward. I said all of these things to myself, and for years, I believed these lies. Don't waste another day thinking that this is your story, because it's not. I stand before you saying this is what I believed, and I stand before you today telling you that was a lie. So if anything is resonating so far, the framework I'm about to share is exactly what you have been looking for to scale your revenue and grow your business. But before I do this, I need to be very upfront with you. If you want this type of outcome, if you want the outcome like Barbara and Angie and Anisha, then you are going to take action on what I'm about to share. You cannot come to this class and just take notes. And I say this with love because I am the CEO of Social Curator. We have empowered over 35,000 entrepreneurs with their business. You might say, I have a little bit of insider information that there are two types of people in business. Ooh, I'm about to rubble some feathers. Some people would be like, oh, what? Yes, there's two types of entrepreneurs. There are the action takers. No, these are the people who believe that results come from taking imperfect action. Action takers, well, they just jump right in and they commit. I'm learning. This is a data point. I'm going to do what it takes every single day. And the action takers, they prefer success over comfort. They know what it feels like to be comfortable, but they pursue discomfort because when I'm uncomfortable, it means I'm learning. When I'm uncomfortable, it means I'm growing. And when I'm growing, I'm getting results. And what does the results lead to? Ultimately, they lead to success. Action takers. And then there are the observers. Now, these are the types of people who believe that results come from knowing more. Oh, well, you know, Jasmine, I just need to listen to these 87 podcasts. And my YouTube watch list has 25 videos that I need to watch before. And I got a stack of my business books. Ooh, I've invested in that course. But what happens is these observers, they prefer comfort. I just need to know a little bit more. I need to do a little bit more tweaking. It's not quite perfect. They prefer comfort over success, and then they stay stuck. So as we're coming into this class, I need us to have a come to real moment. Are you an action taker or are you an observer? This is where the difference lies. If you're an action taker and we're here at this point, you're signaling to me, all right, Jasmine, at least for the next hour, for the next day, for the next week, I'm going to be an action taker. Great. Because I'm about to share the framework that I've used to double my revenue so you can double your revenue and get the results you've always wanted. So now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, hydration, y'all, hydration. Get that water. We're diving in. These are the four steps to your biggest launch ever. Here we go. Now, when I teach, I like to give the high view framework, and then what we're going to do is we'll break them down one by one. So if you're taking notes, know that there's four sections. So section number one is successful messaging framework. Section number two is your high value masterclass. Number three is your profitable sales page. And number four are conversion driven emails. So now we break them down one by one. Welcome to your successful messaging framework. Okay. Remember how I told you, until 2015, what I sold online was on a website, with simple copy, like, here's my store, buy my things. And there was a link to buy. And this is what kept me on that treadmill. This is what kept me carrying bucket of water, until I started thinking, I want a pipeline of consistent sales. So now remember, this is 2015. But when I learned that I wasn't just going to sell, but I was going to launch. Remember, a launch is selling with a specific sales strategy in a defined period of time. When I said, no more selling, I want to launch, that's when things totally took off for me. But here's a little, an issue. I had never launched. I heard this word and I started researching and Googling, and I was reading things like CPLs and EPLs and CAC and LTV and ad spend. And I was like, what is this language everybody's speaking? I don't know. This is so much. All I have is a store online that sells $2.99 videos. I made the decision to say, if I want different results, I need to show up differently. I decided that I was going to launch my first course. We called it Insta180. It was an Instagram for business course. And we launched it for $197. But when I launched this course, I said, I might not know all the intricacies of launching, but I know I'm going to focus on one thing that is going to make a difference. I need to do something different. And that was to focus on key messaging to increase conversions. Key messaging. So what I did is I blocked out 2 months and I said, you're going to do something different and you're going to be uncomfortable and you're going to create this offer and it's not going to be for everybody. You are going to create an Instagram for business class for entrepreneurs, not every entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who made this amount of money, entrepreneurs who lived in big cities, entrepreneurs who are using it strategically for business, entrepreneurs who are ready to show up consistently, entrepreneurs who felt uncertain, entrepreneurs who wanted to get results, but they weren't quite sure what to do, entrepreneurs who wanted to build their confidence. I went in and I said, this course is not for everybody. This course is for somebody very unique and special. So the three parts to the successful messaging framework that I built then, that I still use today, was number one, I needed to focus on who was buying. It is okay. In fact, I heavily, heavily suggest that when you have an offer, the offer isn't for everybody. If your offer is for everybody, you're missing the mark. You are forgettable. I want you to be okay by saying, this is who I serve. Male, female, over 6 figures, under 6 figures, big city, small town. Are they married? Are they single? Do they have children? Are they educated? How do they spend their weekends? Make this person so real so that when you speak to them, something comes from you and into them. The second part of the successful key messaging was to understand their deepest desires. If you're serving everybody, you actually don't know what everybody wants. But when I started creating my offer for that specific person, I understood their deepest desires. They didn't want to be popular on Instagram. They wanted to be profitable. They didn't need to make $1 million off Instagram. They wanted to make 6 figures. I understood why they wanted Instagram. And then I moved on to their third pressure point, and that is to identify their biggest struggles. What is getting in the way of what they want? And this Venn diagram, who I am selling to, what they really want, and to identify their, what is getting in their way, that became the successful messaging framework. And I have to tell you, I use it still to this day. It is not happenstance that you and I are having this conversation in this moment. You saw a blog post, you saw a newsletter, you saw a social media post, you saw an advertisement, you saw somebody recommend this, and the messaging about what was said was so nuanced, it hit you. But I know you because I sat down with this big white piece of paper and I felt you. I know the thing you want. You want bigger launches. You want more sales. You actually want to know, why is my offer not working? How do I get more clients? How do I get more customers? I also know what's getting in your way. The how. I must be doing things wrong. What am I not doing? What should I should be doing? What am I wasting my time on? What is slowing my results? Actually, I just don't know what to do next. And then when I knew who you were and I know your deepest desires and I know your deepest struggles. I started writing down what you needed in a way that you could repeat back to me. So this key messaging is a red thread that we use through every advertisement, newsletter, blog post, social media post, every story, every live. There was something about the words that said, I need to be there. And guess what? This empowered me to create a foundation of how I spoke about my offer and allowed me to connect with customers in a real way. When you use a successful messaging framework, you're empowered to connect with your customers in a real way. Right now, there's thousands of people watching, and I am telling you, you and I are connecting in a real way, not because I'm special, but because the messaging about what was being spoken about hit a little different. So I opened the doors to invest in Insta 180 for 7 days. And in 7 days, I made $255,000. I have to tell you, friends, I don't want to overstate it, but that course changed my life. My dad immigrated from Mexico and didn't have an education. He worked four jobs, up to five jobs sometimes, working on the weekends so that he could provide for his family. But never once in my entire life up until that point had my father ever made over $100,000 in his entire life for a family of seven. So when I made $255,000 in 7 days, I couldn't even put into words what that meant. But then a crazier thing happened. Because we closed the doors in 7 days and we decided to reopen that course a few months later. I continued launching that first course, Insta 180, that year. We did it three times and I made over $1 million in 1 year off that one revenue stream. So my question to you, is it luck or did the messaging make a difference? Because this $1 million in 1 year revenue stream came because I know who I was speaking to, what are they struggling with, and what's getting in their way. Yes, I just showed you that I did it for Insta 180. I literally showed you that I did it for this exact course. Why? You matter. My time with you matters. So when you speak to somebody about their greatest desires, what they really want, and then you identify their biggest struggles, what is getting in their way, and then you offer a solution, people trust you. So my question to you is, even if you know, oh, I know that. I know my avatar. You see, I do ideal client profile. I do it. No problem. Are you stringing it like a red string through everything that you're talking about for your offer much earlier before you make the offer? Because the more you do it, the more people trust you. Can I get an amen? So what is the best way to build trust? You teach them what you know. Even if what you know feels very basic. I tell you, I'm teaching you my successful messaging framework and my exact thought, hand to heaven last night, where I thought people are going to think this is so basic. But why do I need to create something magical when I'm telling you the basic works? I am teaching you everything I know about a successful messaging framework. I know that this successful messaging framework just doesn't work in my business. I had a conversation with a woman by the name of Brianna. She's a travel designer and a consultant, and she also owns a membership for travel designers. And she told me, I'm going to do the biggest launch I've ever done. And I said, I love it. What's your number? And she told me, I said, great, let's double it. And she says that with my guidance, she doubled the membership in her most recent launch. Is she lucky? Is she special? Or does she just understand so clearly who she's speaking to? Okay, now we're going to move on to the fourth step of our framework. The first one was your key messaging. And your second one is your high value masterclass. A masterclass is the best way to show your expertise, your credibility, and build trust. A masterclass is what I am doing right now. I believe that after the key messaging framework You're coming here because you want to experience either my expertise, either my credibility, and or build trust. I am practicing what I preach and I'm showing to you in real time. So in 2016, I launched my second course. This is a year later, and this course was called The Path to Profitability. Now, this course was about building your brand and marketing it on social media. So in 1 year, I made over $1 million on that one course. Now it's time for me to launch my second course. Now, during my first course, Inst 180, I learned that a masterclass was the best way to speak to my ideal client. Now, during my second course right now, during Path to Profitability, I wanted to see if I could teach a masterclass that focused on converting to even higher sales. Because I said, well, I made a masterclass and I really didn't know what I was doing. So maybe there's a better way to be doing a masterclass. So I hired a consultant for $10,000 to teach me. Now, he was from Texas. A friend of a friend had recommended him. I paid online, didn't speak to the guy. I pop onto Zoom and he's sitting through my webinar and he's just clicking through it. And he's like, why are you saying this? What is this? Am I supposed to understand that? See, what's happening here is there's just too much of this. And I sat there and I was just like, I've been doing it wrong. To which he said, you're not doing it wrong. We're just going to make it better. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, instead of having to sit through his Texas opinion about what it is you're doing, let me share with you the three things that transformed the way I was creating high-value masterclasses. Here are the three most important things to include in your high-value masterclass. Number one, what is the promise? He said, what are they going to learn from you? You came to this class and the promise was you're going to learn how to double your revenue in 60 days with a proven launch plan. Now, if I was a fitness coach, you might come to my masterclass so I could teach you how to lose belly fat. The second most important thing to include in a high value masterclass is what is the transformation? He said, who are these people before and who are they after? And I thought to myself, interesting. I had never thought that in 1 hour, you can have a transformation. Now I know you can. So who are you before this class? You're uncertain about launching. And who are you after? You know what it takes and you're ready for it. Now, if I was a fitness coach, you might come to my masterclass and your transformation, my transformation that I want you to go through is before you didn't know how to count macros. After the class, now you do. The third most important thing to include in a high-value masterclass is show the what, not the how. So if I'm sitting here and I'm a fitness coach, well, I'm going to show you counting macros, what they can do for your weight loss. But I'm not going to get into the exact details. These are the three most things to include in your high-value masterclass that I did not include in my first course masterclass. So once I understood that there was a specific masterclass framework to get more conversions, my launches got bigger. The first time I launched my second course, Path to Profitability, I made $350,000. Okay, so I want to make sure we're on the same page here. Okay, the first course, Inst 180, I launched for the first time using successful messaging framework for $255,000. Then in my second course, using the successful messaging framework and having a high converting masterclass with that framework, $350,000, I started realizing there were ways that I could get better, which leads us to step number three, ways to get better. My question to you, pause. How successful is your messaging framework? How good are you at speaking to your dream customer again and again and again? How effective is it? When you get into your converting masterclasses, maybe you said, I've never done one. Or maybe you say, not me. No way. Under God's great sky, am I going to do it? Okay. But if we know that they work, are you actually converting them with that mechanism? Because they work. Now it leads us to step number three, your profitable sales page. So when I saw how big of an impact changing the structure of the masterclass, when I said, hey, I can get better with this, and then it resulted in this massive change, I began to look at other areas of my launches and I thought, what can I do better? I made one tweak to my masterclass and it resulted in multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. So there's got to be other things in a launch that I could do better. So I said, I'm going to start with my sales page. I was looking at my sales page and listen, I bless my heart, I did the best I could, but I just put together a sales page that I thought was like, buy my thing. It's amazing. So I invested in going to copywriting workshops. I invested in two copywriting workshops. The first copywriting workshop that I invested $10,000 to, I went to Nashville and I learned how to incorporate story and personal connection, that you matter and what you offer matters and it's going to help people. So why would you not insert stories of you, your team, why you started your business? The second copywriting workshop that I went to, I invested another $10,000 and it was in San Diego. And this one focused on conversion optimization. They said there is a way to lay out your sales page that converts into more sales. Huh. Now, what I was doing in the past was simply using my sales page to be like, here's all the reasons why you need my course. Here's all the reasons why you need these resources. Here's all the reasons why you need my ebooks. But the best sales pages are carefully crafted for conversion, getting people to buy. So here are the top three ways that you can do that on your sales page. Three ways to optimize your sales for conversions, your sales page for conversions. Number one, get specific with who you're selling to. Now, this might sound a lot like the successful key messaging, but I am here to tell you that on your sales page, be bold for who it's for. Openly state who you serve. Because when somebody feels like a sales page is looking right at them, they can't turn away. The more you speak to that specific person, the more they think that offer is tailor-made for them. That leads to conversion. The second way to optimize your sales page is to openly address objections. Now, I get it. As business owners, we don't want to talk about people like why people wouldn't buy. But it's very important because what you're doing is you're actually front-facing their deepest concerns, which is better because you can sit in the knowledge of saying, you will likely say no because of this. I have an answer. You likely say no. I got an answer. Your biggest worry, I got an answer. By the time the person is moving down the sales page and you are answering their questions, it leads them to yes. And that's the third way to optimize your sales page, is you want readers to say yes after every single section. Now, when you're looking at sales pages, you will notice that sometimes the color changes or the font or the typography, or you'll use photos to indicate page changes. What I want you to do is I want you to cover the section above and below and just read this section. And if you're not saying yes, then we have to change it. Because what you want to do is you want to move down the sales page, just looking at section after section after section, say yes, yes, yes. When they're subconsciously saying yes, getting them to convert doesn't require a sale. It requires a follow-up. So in 2017, I launched a membership and I built the sales page using these new tools, these three tools, because I came back after those copywriting workshops and I said, I'm going to launch a new membership. And I talked to my husband and my business partner and he said, my dream would be to get 500 new members, 500. And I said, I think we can do it. So I went back and I created a sales page following the mechanism, who I'm speaking to, openly addressing objections and saying yes, 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 yes. And at the end of 5 days, we did not get 500 members. In 5 days, we got 2,444 members. Our minds were blown. In fact, when we talk about what it means to enhance your sales page and follow through by speaking to your ideal client, your dream customer, I want to introduce you to Haley. She is a real estate marketing agency owner. And when I said, Haley, I think you can double your launch, she paid very careful attention. And she didn't double it. She tripled it. So at this point in the conversation, I want to know, how effective is your message drawing in your perfect audience? Are you getting people who are showing interest in your business and you're like, I want to work with this person. Like, this is amazing. I can't believe this person just bought from my shop, from my online store. I want to know, how effective is your masterclass or whatever vehicle you're using to convert, whatever you're doing to convert, how effective is that going for you? Would you give it like an A+? How effective is your sales page at turning your leads into customers? How many people are landing on the page and how many people are making a transaction? Let's be very honest with ourselves. I want to know in the chat, how effective? You get to give yourself a grade. Let's just be honest. This is private. We're on a Zoom call. Let's be real. Because I will tell you, back then, my grade was probably C+, maybe, if I was being nice. So as we're going through these four steps, I want us to just be real with ourselves. Because we spoke about the successful messaging framework, which changed my store from here's a click to buy a link to I know who I'm speaking to, I know what they want, and I know what's getting in their way. And my very first launch was $255,000. And then we went into the high value masterclass where I invested $10,000 in a consultant. And then what I learned, I increased my very first launch of my second course to $255,000 of money I made. And then we just went through the profitable sales page where I invested in going to copywriting workshops that yielded not 500 new members, but 2,444 members. And if you have liked anything of what you just heard, then I need to say, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. Because this right here is the wildest ride in the West. Okay, step number four is your conversion-driven emails. Question, do you have a conversion-driven email funnel? And if you just heard what I said and be like, Bobbly, what did she just say? Don't worry, I felt the same way. I had no idea what that meant. Okay, most people have an email newsletter. Most people, and if you don't have an email newsletter, don't worry, you're not behind the curve. I didn't have one for years. But when I got my email newsletter and somebody said, do you have a conversion-driven email funnel? I was like, what? I don't even know what you just said. Because when I had my newsletter, I was sending weekly updates. I would send promotions. And then I thought to myself, what is an email conversion funnel? Like, I think I need that for my business. So I hired a consultant for $20,000. Because I needed to know what is the best way to structure email funnels. I needed to know, I have these courses and I have an online shop. What is the best way to structure this funnel? And then once I had the structure of the funnel, I needed to actually write a whole bunch of emails to go in them. And I needed help. So I hired a copywriter in 2018 for $15,000. And I said, let's work on building these emails out together. And then once I understood the structure of the email funnel, and once I had a copywriter help me fill in the funnel, I spent another $10,000 with a consultant to teach me how to build action-based funnels. So what is an action-based funnel? It is a funnel that changes along with the behavior of the person who's reading it. For example, right now, you and I, in this live class, you signed up for this live class and you're here live. That means you're going to get a very specific email that says, congratulations, thanks for showing up to my live class. And then there's a group of people who took a different action. They're going to get a different email. I'm so sorry you missed my live class. You can sign up for another live one. These action-based funnels change on who is opening the email, if they're clicking on the email, or if they click to buy. This is tailoring an experience for a customer that speaks to them right where they are. Okay, so the three most important things for your conversion-driven emails are action-based funnels, following a person based on where they at with the journey so it feels like your business is speaking directly to them. The second most important thing in your conversion-driven emails is to use compelling stories to humanize the offer. I don't know about you, but when I first started putting offers out, I needed to sound like the professional. I needed to curl my whiskers and wear my graduation cap and say, so you see, I pontificate. But people don't care how much you know until they know you care about them. When you say, I was struggling in the same way, I created this business for people who wanted a life change, and you're telling that story in a conversion-driven email, people are engaged. People click. And the third most important thing in your conversion-driven emails is solution-focused copy. You don't want an email that says, buy my thing, it's great. Buy my thing, it comes in green. Buy my thing, it's on sale. People hear that too much. It's, what are you struggling with? Here's a solution. What's your objection? Here's a solution with. You got more struggles? Here's the solution. I want you looking at your emails in this way so you start seeing your conversions radically change. So what happens after all of this investment into what we were building? By 2018, we were consistently producing million-dollar launches every single time. That had the greatest impact in what we were doing just for our launches alone. In fact, when we start thinking and talking about how compelling an email funnel is, I want to introduce you to Jara. Jara is creating a course, and we met, and oh, she's going to kill it. And she says, I want to make sure that this course is so amazing. I want 40 people to beta test. I want 40 people. I just want to test this course with 40 people. And I said, oh, Jara, how long are you going to keep your email funnel? And she's like, my email funnel is going to be up for 5 days. She ended up selling out her entire beta course in less than 5 hours. That is what conversion-driven copy, emails, solutions do for conversions. So the four steps of what we just discussed, number one, successful messaging framework. Number two, your high-value masterclass. Number three, your profitable sales page. And number four, conversion-driven emails. So I have used these exact four steps for low ticket offers as low as $25. And I have used these exact four steps for high ticket offers up to $25,000. And I have taught them to business owners selling everything from courses, memberships, subscriptions, masterminds, physical products, VIP days, and more. So when we talk about these things, I'm going to have a moment of real talk and let you know it didn't happen overnight. It took me 9 years to refine these steps. And during these 9 years, I launched 27 times. I have learned countless of lessons each time. And every time we ended, my approach got stronger and stronger with a new set of lessons. Now, do I think that these four steps are perfect? Well, I don't believe in perfection, but I believe that these four steps are pretty dang close. So when we talk about these four steps and we get to this point in the conversation, you now know you have two choices. This is exactly where we started this class. Option one, you can keep doing exactly what you're doing and remain an observer. Or option number two is you can take action with a proven plan and get a fast pass to double your revenue and a fast pass that will save you 9 years of trial and error. I'm inviting you to be an action taker. So if you're saying, I want to take action and I want to take action today, I want to show you exactly how we're going to do it. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a lot easier than you think. In fact, you don't need to spend years trying to figure it out the way I did. You don't need to invest tens of thousands of dollars the way that I did. You don't even need a big audience. I will tell you that the next time you do your launch, you could do it with less stress, less overwhelm, in less time, and double your revenue. I know it because I've done it 27 times, and I'm doing it now for lucky number 28. I have to tell you, in 2020, I launched Social Curator just days after welcoming our daughter, Luna Soul. My husband and I were on a 3-year journey of adoption. And in 24 hours, we got word and they said, there's a baby girl in Las Vegas. Go now. We were in the middle of a launch. And that launch in 2020 ended up being one of our biggest launches to date. And I felt empowered to be her mom. I felt empowered to also launch. I felt empowered to feel totally balanced at the same time. That is how much I believe in this thing. And I know it's worked because I've seen other people and they do it and then their jaws drop to the floor. Do you remember at the beginning of class, I introduced you to Brianna, who had the membership for the travel agency? Well, you know, sometimes you come to these classes and it's like, wow, that looks so great. She doubled it. Yay, golf clap. Works for them. But what if I actually give you a sneak peek into the real part of the conversation? With her permission, I am sharing text messages. Because when I said, we're going to double your launch, her first thought was, that's impossible. She didn't think it was possible. 10 minutes before she closes the doors to her launch, she said, Jasmine, I'm two seats away from doubling the biggest launch I ever had. She says, I didn't think it was possible. And she's like, well, I didn't exactly double it. I almost did. She said, it's so crazy. And then what happened? The last 10 minutes, she closes two more seats. She doubled her launch goal. And she said, it all happened the way you said it would. The one thing Jasmine will do is show up like gangbusters. And she says, I get to say it worked. I want to show you that when we talk about stories of other people, we look at them and say, must be nice. But what we don't show that she's empowering me to show you is oftentimes we don't believe. It is not your lack of chutzpah or action or wherewithal or knowledge. It is your lack of belief that is getting in the way of the launch. So what if you borrowed some of my belief? You might be feeling uncertain because you hear these things and you're like, okay, great. But I want to share with you, if you could borrow my certainty and borrow the certainty of the system, maybe you could trust that you could do this. Are you ready to take action? I could not be more excited to invite you to your biggest launch ever. This is a live course experience. You might have done other courses and they might have been recorded, but this right here has become my life's calling to say, I want to launch with people. I want to be in the thick of it. I want to answer questions. I want to show up twice a week for 8 weeks. Why? I want to show people what to do. I want to show people how to do it. I want to say, we're going to do this and you're going to get my templates and you're going to get done for you items and you are going to have me there to ask every single question and in the thick of it. And then you get to see other people doing it in real time. And then we get to say, not this time. I don't quit. I'm not playing small. This is the first time we're ever doing it. And I'm like, I freaking believe in this thing. Oh, I should also mention, it's not 9 years, right? Took me 9 years. I am saying we're going to do this in 8 weeks. Why? I know you're tired of super stressful launches. I know that you are tired of second guessing and the fear of launching and having no idea how much revenue you're going to bring in. And I know the uncertainty of knowing how to launch. So I want you to sit for a second and think about how good it would feel to say goodbye. I'm done with the worries. And in 8 weeks, I'm going to run my most successful launch ever. So I'm going to walk you through what we're going to be doing in these 8 weeks. Because I said, well, we're going to be together. I'm going to be coaching you through this dang thing. You're going to get my templates. You're going to get the done for you solutions. But what does it actually look like? Because this is not a recorded, I'm going to catch up. You can. And you will have access to all of these in perpetuity. But what is it going to look like to have your own successful messaging framework for your ideal client so you know their struggles and their desires? You get these go-to strategies to speak directly to them. And when I first started, I said, I wish I had a roadmap. I wish I had a to-do list. What is everything that I should be doing right now? We made it for you. So you stay on track. In week number two, we're going to be designing your high-value masterclass. This is a 7-step framework. And I'm also giving you my Canva slides. You don't need to make your first time masterclass. Just follow this exact template and change the copy as you're creating it. You're going to get very clear. What do they want? What solution do you provide? And then you're going to get a checklist to make sure that your tech, your masterclass, everything, chef's kiss, we're ready to go. In addition to this, this high value masterclass template. This is the thing that converts the highest. I've been doing this 9 years. I feel very confident with the flow and the cadence and how we section them. I have spent more than $10,000 on consultants. I've spent well over 15 hours making these templates, and this value is $499, but it's included in your biggest launch ever. Now let's get to writing your profitable sales page. You remember how I said those three mechanisms of copywriting and workshop? Well, this is a sales page blueprint. You're going to have your highest converting sales page. You're going to plug in your messaging with my tried and true template. We literally tell you this goes here, this goes here. You're going to get very clear on messaging. And we're going to be doing live exercises. So we're going through the messaging to make sure it's dialing in. And you're also going to get the secret of getting testimonials. I have experience. I'm like, I have an offer. I don't have a testimonial. Or I have an offer. Nobody's giving me a testimonial. Oh, we have a framework for getting amazing testimonials. You're going to be getting my trusted sales page template. I'm going to show you exactly what to say and how to say it. I've spent well over $20,000 on copywriters figuring out the right methodology. I've spent well over 15 hours writing these things. And the value of this template is $499, but it is included in your investment in your biggest launch ever. In week number 4, we're talking about writing conversion-driven emails. Now, before people stop here, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even write. Don't worry. There's only 5 types of emails that you need to send to increase your sales. You're going to know when to send them, how to send them, and what to say in them. You're also going to be getting my proven email templates. You don't have to guess what it is. I've spent well over $45,000 investing in figuring out how to write these. I've spent well over 12, 20 hours writing my own copy. The value of this is $499, and it's yours included in your biggest launch ever. In week 5, you're engaging social media content. Y'all, this is the land that I dwell. We have a framework. We have a let's not get overwhelmed with social media. What if I told you you can plan everything in advance so that when you're in your launch, you're not being like, oh God, I need to do this. No. You get a template for each piece of content. Plus, you're going to learn how I batch all of my content, and you're going to see examples of every single post. This is a plug and play social media marketing template with a pre-planned calendar. I'm going to tell you, this is the day you should be going live. This is the day you have a carousel. This is the day you should have a reel with lots of examples. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars in hours figuring out our exact batching methodology and our calendar. The value of this is $499, and it's yours included in your biggest launch ever. Now in week 6, we're talking about your irresistible bonuses. What if I told you that you can include bonuses that make somebody say, I can't walk away from this because the bonus is worth the cost of this investment? Yes. You're going to have my exact templates. So the most skeptical people, do you want to know how to overcome objections with sales? We're going to be workshopping that with my proven templates and with our scripts. In week 7, we're going to be executing your most successful launch week. This is a flawless execution plan. You're going to understand how to create a comprehensive Q&A doc that helps answer your DMs, your emails. You're going to prepare for your launch. You're going to avoid burnout. Y'all, this is the framework that I used when I adopted my daughter at the same time. How could I be a mother of a newborn, be launching, have the freaking time of my life, and pop a little bubbly at the same time? Y'all, this, no more burnout. It's how I'm going to be in the game until I can barely walk. I didn't come here to find my way to retirement. I came here to stand in my purpose and tell people there's a bigger, better way. Let's go. But I can only do that when I'm protecting my energy and I love what I do. The value of this is $499, and the cost is included in your biggest launch ever. And finally, week 8, you're probably saying, oh, ads? No, Jasmine, I don't do ads. Well, you might have done ads your way. But what if you could unlock strategies that get people to stop and click and see very easy examples that I have used for my own launches? You can tweak them from your own. We're literally saying, take our turnkey solutions. You got to run. It took me 9 years and over $115,000 to learn everything I just taught you. $10,000 for masterclass consulting, $20,000 for copywriting workshops, $45,000 for funnel experts, $40,000 for a launch consultant. And you could learn to do the same and launch by trial and error. It might take you 9 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars, or you can join us for your biggest launch ever. This is a live course experience, and I have great news, because for the first time ever, because we are launching this and we are debuting it, I want to do it with a bunch of ride or dies. This course will never be this low ever again. For $1,999, you get access for 8 weeks courses. We are going to be doing this together at your biggest launch ever. I cannot wait to see you there. I'm getting into Q&A, but I want to let you know that when we talk about the bonuses, I want to ensure that you are launching, because you might say, Jasmine, my email list, it's too small. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, what if I gave you a training by the queen herself, Amy Porterfield, email list mastery, proven strategies. This training is $397 and it's yours included. What if you're saying, Jasmine, I just don't have enough time. This is my side hustle. I have a full-time job. Well, how am I going to create all this content? Well, what if Ashlyn Carter, who created a bonus that costs $497, tells you how to create your own junior AI copy bot? When you use our templates and the AI copy bot, you're literally fractioning how much time it's going to take. What if you said, Jasmine, I was with you, but being on camera, teaching a live class? Oh, no. Well, what if I told you Zaylee Barclay, who is the undisputed welterweight champion of teaching people camera confidence, $597 and it's included. Do you feel clueless about creating ads? Tony Ruley has created a beginner ad setup with advanced results. This value is $497 and it's yours included. What about a tech setup? Do you feel really intimidated? You're like, oh, those emails, they sound a little too much. I am so humbled that we are partnering with ConvertKit. We have collaborated with them and they are going to be including done-for-you email automations, landing pages. They've done all of those action-based templates. They've built them out for your biggest launch ever so you can use. Now, if you don't have ConvertKit, no problem, because they're creating video tutorials. You can follow video tutorials and apply them to your email software. But you can just follow along and test us because they're also including a 30-day trial for free for you to test. Now, I am paid to teach other companies online training sessions. They pay me $10,000 an hour to go and teach these live sessions. I'm going to be teaching 2 live sessions every single week in your biggest launch ever. So 8 weeks of training, email list mastery, how to write launch copy with an AI bot, mastering your camera confidence with Zaylee, beginner ad setup, your ConvertKit automations. You're going to get a free ticket to a live summit all about getting attention for your brand with Amy Porterfield, Rory Vaden, Julie Solomon, yours truly. You're going to get my copy page templates, the email templates, the marketing templates, the high value masterclass template, the launch week to avoid burnout framework. All of this is worth over $85,000. And just for this launch only and ever, you can join us for $1,999. I want to do this with a group of people who are ready to uplevel their business. This is not for the person who's just dabbling and I kind of sort of have an idea. No, no. You, like me, are ready to say, I'm going all in. And when you go all in, when you buy and invest for $19.99, you're going to receive a ticket to a live virtual event. It is on April 26th. Y'all, when we talk about getting more attention, so here's the thing. I want you building up to your launch. I want you launching, I want you doubling. But then there's going to come a point where you're like, my launches seem to be doing the same thing. Well, what if we said, we're going to get more visibility? Visibility is going to be taught to you by Amy Porterfield, Julie Solomon, Rory Vaden, and myself. The cost to this event will be public for $397, but it's yours included when you make a one-time investment. I have to tell you, we began this class by telling you, you have a choice. And as we go into Q&A, I want you to remember, you have a choice. You can be an observer and you could learn to double your revenue by listening and not doing. And you'll have a very hard time getting results. Or you can be an action taker and get results. And you can get these results in 8 weeks for $1,999 without the years of mistakes and investments. The choice will be yours. People ask, well, what is this course about? And I'm like, this is about putting gas on your business. If you're like, I have a little tiny fire of a business, great. Put some gas on that. Let's get this business bigger. I am so thankful that you are here. Your biggest launch ever, I would be more than honored and excited to see you on the inside. This has been a blessing. It is an honor. It is a privilege. I hope you have a great day, y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, talk about a sales strategy that works. Thanks so much for listening today. And I hope that I see you on the other side of your biggest launch ever. Until next time.